I would have shut up. But otherwise, it's like you tried to sacrifice me, bro. You tried to sacrifice me. You could put that. You could put that as the caption if you want. The nigga tried to sacrifice me. Because look at it this way. I'm in jail. I had a PBL charge. I'm facing life. Now, that's what nobody realized. I was facing life. I'm facing life. Which was one of my favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody loved Drake, bro. Everybody loved Drake. I still respect the nigga for his music. You know what I'm saying? I just can't respect what he did to me. You feel me? Everybody loved Drake, bro.
Do you think he deliberately did it? Or maybe
Yeah, bro. Fuck yeah, bro. Fuck yeah, bro. And I'm not going to say no names, nigga. A DJ hit me up. Not only a DJ. My manager at the time hit me up. Said, yo, this nigga Drake hit us up and he wants to talk to you. He said he watched the interview. He fucks with you. Bro, on God, bro. On my fucking life, bro. My mom, bro. On my mom, fam. These niggas hit me up and said this shit, bro. Nigga, I love, bro. Nigga, all I had, bro. At a point, all I had was my mom and Ski.
Show people love anybody that's in members only. Anybody that's in members only right now. Most likely met X because of fucking me, my nigga. They only know X because of fucking me, my nigga. I remember the majority of people not even wanted to hang around X because of how he fucking acted. And I said, no, give him a fucking chance, my nigga. If you want me to be fucking real, y'all didn't do nothing to me.
It's just on some, like, other shit, to be honest. It's not even on some, like, it's not even on anything I've done wrong. You can't even say I've done anything to him. And I wouldn't go on the internet and express that if I didn't care about the relationship, but you already know how it goes. People use you to get where they want to go and then part ways, and I've been used a lot. If you haven't noticed,
I'll always love that alien-looking nigga name at 6'6". But I have to distance myself because it's like nobody would see me as an individual rapper if I don't. On top of that nigga crazy as hell.
You a demon? No, but I have demonic energy. Oh, I may be a demon. I don't know. You tell me.
This is all I had. At a point, all I had was my mom and Ski. And my mom wasn't physically around. You know what I'm saying? So, on my mom, my nigga. The nigga hit me up and was like, yo. This nigga Drake watched your interview. He said he fucks with you. He said he wants to talk to you. And I said, word? He said, yeah. Alright, let's say worst thing comes to worst, I fucking die a tragic death or some shit, and I'm not able to see out my dreams. I at least want to know that the kids perceived my message and were able to make something of themselves and able to take my message and use it and turn it into something positive and to at least have a good life. I at least, if I'm gonna die or ever be a sacrifice, I want to make sure that my life made at least 5 million kids happy, or they found some sort of answers or resolve in my life, regardless of the negative around my name, regardless of the bad things people say to me. I don't give a fuck, because I know my goal in the end, and I know what I want for everyone, and I know what my message is. So I just wanted to say I appreciate and love all of you, and I believe in you all. Do not let your depression make you.
Sing along if you know the words.
I know it's worth, sun don't shine.
hurt me now, cause heart's been broke. I hate myself, but it won't show. I constantly lose all my remorse, and it's death for the wolf, and three for a shepherd, and it's one for the sheep who led by your leopard often. Gave me perception as a handle of every tumbler. Bite of your apple, give me all you can offer. Now I'm trapped in a change of maze, setting my soul ablaze. Words is going, hey, harness is reckless, this order with pacifist, order with masochist, all for the map, my lord. I spoke to him back for me, you said he would save me if I gave him one thing he needed. What is this thing I'm bleeding? What is the day to even?
Alright, y'all, what's going on? I'm gonna have to come into this video maybe once or twice just to explain a few things that I can't really do in text, right? So this song is called I Spoke to the Devil in Miami, and you know, it was a very deep and meaningful song when X was kind of first coming up and getting known in the industry, right? If you listen to his music, you've definitely heard this song, and you've probably dug into the lyrics yourself just to kind of see where his mind was and how he knew about the spirit world at this time. At a very young age, and he knew what it meant to commit to the devil. And he's basically explaining you, he's explaining it to you in this song. It's very short, and he kind of gives you a conversation that he had with the devil, right? So if you're new to the channel, I've done two videos on X before on the channel in the past, you know, where I just broke down the entire thing surrounding around his death and so on and so on. I definitely used to listen to a lot of his music, definitely early on in those SoundCloud days. And he definitely had a grab on his fans that I probably have never seen in my life before. But I'll get to that more later in the video when it comes to the spiritual side of the connection that he had to his fans, right? All right. So, you know, I just thought I Spoke to the Devil in Miami was an important song just to dig into his thought process, right? So we're just going to go over a few of the lyrics just to kind of see where he's coming from. He starts the song off by saying, "And I'm always where the sun don't shine, where the tears don't show." So just starting off this song, he's already letting you know the dark place that he's in, because he's constantly, you know, he comes from depression, you know, he comes from anger, he comes from hurt. And if you've kind of followed his career, you'll be able to see those things, the way he started to what he transitioned into right up until he died. Right. So then he goes on to say, heart's been broke. He hates himself, but he won't show it. Right. Then he said, my remorse, and it's 10 for the wolf and 3 for the shepherd. And it's 1 for the sheep, who was led by a leopard. So he's basically talking about how the devil tricked him into giving over his soul. That is basically what that means as far as 10 for the wolf and 3 for the shepherd. He's basically talking about being tricked into giving his soul to the devil, right? He said, I took a bite of your apple. Give me all you can offer. Now I'm trapped in a changing maze, setting my soul ablaze. I couldn't control the pace. So where's this going? Hey, that is pretty simple to tell. He's trapped in a changing maze and he's setting his soul ablaze. So which means that he gave it up. He gave his soul up. Now he feels trapped in his head. He feels trapped in his own space and he doesn't really know where this is going. He has no idea what is going to happen next. And if you actually listen to the song in the beginning of the song, before it even really counts the lyric, it says that it'll be all over soon, meaning that X knew when he was going to die. There's also something that I can't find where he said he actually talked to the spirit. He talked to the demon and it gave him an expiration on the day that he was going to die. And this song, it started off with him saying, don't worry, it's going to be all over soon. You know what I'm saying? So going down, it says, hey, heartless is recklessness. Basically, him saying, you know, since I had no heart, I was completely reckless. So that's why he gave his soul up. He didn't have a heart. caused him to be reckless and to give his soul up to the devil. Then he said, off of the map, my Lord, I spoke to a Baphomet. He said he would save me if I gave him one thing he needed. Then he said, what is this thing I pleaded? Boy, it's the key to even. So he told you, he spoke to the Baphomet. He spoke to the devil. He said he would save him if he gave him his soul. That's why he said it's the key to even, meaning your soul is the key to even. Your soul is the key to the afterlife. And that's what the devil wanted. You know, that's his bargain. That's his contract. He wants your soul, and he gives you what he gives you for the time that you're here. And he also gives you an expiration date as well. And then after that, the song kind of winds down and he talks. He said, as I spoke, my fangs were shown, taken aback, the smiles, and tells me, and he tells me, what you crave will soon be yours, but what I crave is already mine. What you crave will soon be yours, but what I crave is already mine. What you crave will soon be yours, but what I crave is already mine. Anima Vestra. Anima. Anima Vestra. Anima Vestra means your soul. So that's deep. So these lyrics just really kind of let you know, where his mind was as far as being, you know, tapped into the spiritual world and whatever he did to be able to reach this devil that he sold his soul to. And for you to take these lyrics as being like, you know, he's just, you know, putting his thoughts out there and he's just talking. He's just doing this just to do a song and sound emotional and stuff like that and dark. Then you're wrong, because this stuff is dead real. It's dead real. If you want to speak to them and you want to cross that side, you can. You can. It's possible. It's very possible. And that is exactly why I'm going to find that clip. I think I got the clip as well. I don't know if I'll be able to put it in here, but it was from his documentary where he told old dude that runs Empire. Remember, X was signed to Empire as far as the distribution label goes. Remember, Empire are, you know, they're the distribution label behind Dolph, behind Mo3, and a bunch of others that have died recently. Right. So remember, if y'all saw the Look at Me documentary, he basically told old dude when they were at a dinner that he wasn't going to live past 21. They were talking about being great fathers, and then X looked at him and said, I'm not going to live past 21. And he said, he looked at him and said, and then just went right back to doing what he was doing as if he didn't say that. But X had already knew when he was going to die.
Fucking around with the chopsticks. And we were just sitting there, and we started talking about kids. And he was like, you're going to be a great dad. I said, you're going to be a great dad too someday, bro. And he said, no, I'm not. So what do you mean? And he just looked me dead in the eye and he was like, I'm not gonna make it past 21. And then just went right back to fucking with the chopsticks. Like he hadn't said a thing.
Quote unquote, die. We're gonna get to all that later in the video about what I think about his death and stuff. But X was basically telling people he knew what was gonna happen because he had already committed to that contract with selling his soul. And he knew when his time was gonna be up. So it could be why he spoke the way that he did. And to have lyrics like this inside of a song at such a young age, it meant that he very well knew what was going on spiritually inside of him and in the spiritual world as well. And he knew how to contact these demons. This shit is real. It's real, y'all. Do not think just because it's some young, troubled, angry kid that they're not able to commit to the spiritual side of this world. This shit is real. I just want y'all to know that. So for this part, I'm done covering the lyrics onto this. We got a lot more to get into with this video. We're going to get to the next clip. So with that being said, y'all check this out.
I gotta get off this live.
That girl mad as fuck.
They tell my ex going to sacrifice you.
Ex going to sacrifice you. Are you going to suck my fucking cock? Are you going to suck my fucking dick and stop hating so fucking much? Jesus fucking Christ, don't y'all, bro, go troll Bruno Mars or some shit. Jesus fucking Christ, y'all niggas is annoying with that shit. fuck? I just be chilling and trying to make people happy, bro. Get the fuck off my dick.
He does.
Gee, shit. Like, damn. I deal with so much fucking hate that half these pussy ass niggas couldn't even handle. They wake up crying like little hoes. Sorry ass niggas.
See,
gee, shit. Don laughing because it's true as fuck. And he know.
Fuck him, Buzzo.
Fuck these pussy niggas.
Fuck him, we ball.
Let me see some fucking positivity. Can you guys say some nice shit? Can we talk about how skinny my dick is, please?
Bro, what the fuck?
I got pencil dick. It's just long and skinny, but I guarantee you I'll find a bitch G spot on game. Swear to God. Can you sacrifice me? Who you want to be sacrificed to?
Right. Yeah.
Who you want to be sacrificed to?
Right. Yeah.
What's the point of music? Niggas don't know. It's not always to have fun. It's not always to have fun. Sometimes it's to help people find themselves because music is frequency programming. Music is frequency. What frequency are you being fed? I will hope a motherfucker, before they go pull some negative shit out of this conversation, they pull this part of the conversation and then see that I'm really, really actually helping people, bro. Let me be detailed. At 15 years old, I was doing sound engineering. So I was playing with frequency. I was playing with equalizers. Now, I think it's a it's not a sonar wave, it's like an alpha wave or a sonar wave or something like that. I figured out that hertz is to understand the frequency vibration, right? So there's kilohertz. Well, sorry, there's hertz, kilohertz, megahertz, right? And then I think it's ultrahertz. If I play with those frequencies, right, I can target certain parts of the mind, target the frequency to go to certain parts of the mind, and I can literally, like, if I want you to astral project, right? You know what astral projection is?
Yeah.
If I want you to astral project, or if I want you to go to sleep, or if I want you to go into a meditative state, I can make my music do that. These little niggas out here don't give a fuck enough to go into that science, bro. These little niggas ain't studying kilohertz, megahertz, and doing all this shit. These little niggas don't know how to equalize, compress, and do all this shit. And the ones that do, okay, maybe your music not good enough to where it got to where, or maybe you not real enough. Maybe your goal's not good enough. Sorry. There's some people out here that do that. You know what I'm saying? That do work. But maybe you ain't putting in the ambition. Maybe you ain't saying the right shit. Maybe you not you. Maybe you're trying to sound like somebody else. Cause I ain't, bro. It's a blessing, hell yeah. But I worked, bro. You can ask anybody around me, nigga. I worked, bro.
Like sometimes that when you're prejudged or you're judged based on something you've done in your past, it sometimes feels like it's almost impossible to outlive it.
According to who? That's the real question. According to who? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not living to ideally impress anyone. I'm living, my whole goal throughout the human race, for that matter, is to watch everybody evolve. You know what I'm saying? For the human race in itself, or the human mind, to evolve, because that's the whole process from birth. From your 1 year old, all you do is evolve. Your understanding and your grasp only evolves. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The more you know, the more you understand, is the more you're able to do. The more power you have. Knowledge is power. They don't want you to have knowledge at this point in time. That's why the New World Order is here. That's why they have all these fucking distractions,
mm-hmm,
to keep you from enlightening yourself. Self-enlightenment is the key. I can't say too much. I won't say too much.
Right.
To get myself into some shit. But self-enlightenment is a key. I'm only going to say anything that goes around the Buddhist way of life. You get what I'm saying? I relevate it towards that because that's already out there. So nobody can come target me for something that's already out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The Buddhist way of life,
right,
teaches you. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That there's a... All right. The more you dwell into the human mind, right? You understand that there are different realms of thought, right? There are 9 dimensions. So when we go all the way down to Egyptian times, right?
I want you to look, like, even let's even relevate the current currency of the U.S., right? We're currently in the United States, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the pyramid? Where are the pyramids?
In Africa.
In Africa, right? Mm-hmm. So why is the African pyramid on the U.S. currency if it has nothing to do with the United States? Why is it?
It's a good point.
Nobody. So when you think about the all-seeing eye and the pyramid on the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to explain this in a less controversial way. You know what I'm saying? To not get myself into some shit. I'll explain it in a simple way that's not going to get anybody fucking riled up. The eye on the top of the pyramid, right, is what they call ideally the third eye. I don't want to dwell into that too much, but the third eye ideally is the human mind. So the more you think about it, the way to get yourself up the pyramid scheme is to use your fucking brain, bro. The more creative or innovative you become, the more you study, the more time you take to really dwell into your mind rather than the world outside of your mind is the more you unlock. So like the people who have photographic memory, like nobody realizes how much the brain is really fucking capable of. Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can do some real crazy shit, bro.
Yeah, you can.
You can do some real crazy fucking shit, bro. Like, all right, photographic memory. I don't have photographic memory, but somebody do. You know what I'm saying? Or like the people that dream, you enter a whole different realm,
mm-hmm.
a whole different realm of thought. You get what I'm saying? So when you really think about it, when you leave this realm of thought, where do you go? When you dream, where are you?
So that's the dimensions.
That's the difference between this realm and others. Mm-hmm. Now there's different realms. There's at least nine, and there's even animals that can see in all nine realms or all nine dimensions. Like the snake, for example, or the cat that you see. You see the equivalency of their eyes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They see all nine dimensions. Like get a cat, bring him to the house, set him in the middle of the floor. And you'll know if you got ghosts running around your house. Because the cat will look. Like, cat, you'll notice that. You see how cats look around. Because they see everything. They're not looking at nothing, but they're looking at something that's in a different dimension
right.
that you can't see.
And they have that capability versus us.
Exactly. What we have is called the naked.
Surveillance cameras capture the ambush of rapper XXXTentacion as he prepared to leave a Deerfield Beach motorcycle dealership last June. The cameras show a vehicle block the rapper's exit, and then men jump out of the vehicle and confront XXXTentacion. One of the men goes into his car. Then there's a confrontation and a robbery, and the men shoot and kill the talented young artist. Surveillance video also showed XXX inside the dealership that day when at least one of the suspects walked past him. A short time later, the drama unfolded outside. Four men in all are charged in the murder. One of them, Robert Allen, appeared in court this week asking to have his bond reduced.
All right, y'all. Now, in this part of the video, I want to go over X's death and kind of the spiritual connection that he had to his fans, right? So I'm not going to make this part that long, only because I've had videos on the past on my old channel where I kind of went into this extensively and I talked about it, what I really thought about his death, and how the fact that I really didn't believe everything that we got shown in this footage. Because I'm just going to say the simple points that anyone would bring up when you look at how he supposedly died. Now, first thing I can say is this is like right out of a movie scene. They pulled up perfectly and blocked him in to where he was actually sitting right directly in front of a camera for everyone to see what is about to happen. Now, to me, that seems planned. This seems orchestrated because literally there is a camera right there to catch all of the action firsthand. We didn't miss a beat. So to me, seems a little bit too coincidental that there's a camera right here to catch this action perfectly. X just pulls up slowly, sits there, doesn't even try to pull off, and allows these two guys to come up to his window. Second thing is, why does two robbers go to one window and not try to control the entire situation and split? One person go to one window, one person go to the other window. And maybe they're just not that smart. They're just regular, supposedly street guys robbing X. Next thing, he got shot in the neck at close range, right? There was absolutely no blood. There was no blood. No blood on X's body. None around his neck. None on the hoodie. None dripping down the car. None on the seat. There was no blood anywhere. And we have had multiple cases we've went over of industry sacrifices where there is no blood on the scene. And that is a ritual in itself. No blood, y'all. There was also no glass on the ground. And the window ended up being shattered because when they pulled the car off, there was like a garbage bag over the window as if it'd been busted. But there was no glass on the ground, so that part I didn't understand. Also, his fist was clenched, his head was tilted back, and it just didn't look normal. He more looked like he was poisoned and he was like really sleep or comatose rather than someone who'd just been shot twice in the neck at close range. You got to think about it. If you're sitting next to someone right now, I want you to look over at the person you're sitting next to or just whenever you have the chance again and think about shooting a person in their neck. Now, obviously, it's like super violent and you don't want to think of that kind of stuff. But think about sitting really close to someone and you're about 2 to 3 feet away and you end up shooting them in the neck. Now think about it. Think about it for a second. Look at that person. Think about shooting them in their neck. How much blood would scatter everywhere. Think about that. And then we get this picture right here, right? So we get the part where two of the guys... Now, if I'm not mistaken, these are the two guys that sat in the car while the other two came up to X's car. Now, it's just, when does this ever happen in real life where two of the guys who supposedly, you know, played a part in the robbery, they come into the store, act like they're walking in the store, about to look around, whatever, whatever. Clearly, these guys aren't there to buy or do anything with motorcycles. And then X looks up real quick. He takes a glance at them when they're walking by. Now, obviously, it's one or two things. It's either you believe this entire death was orchestrated, or you believe this was a natural event, and that was X just happened, you know, that was him noticing those two guys looking out of place as well. Like, what are they doing in here? You know, X knows he's famous, he has money, blah, blah, blah. He's looking up like, them guys look weird. Just being the type where he's maybe looking around, you know, just looking out for his surroundings. Or you're kind of leaning toward how I'm thinking, since everything was set up kind of like a Hollywood movie, that this was all planned from the beginning. Now, they could have given us his death as an energy harvesting type of thing because they knew, with us being able to see everything on camera, it was going to harvest more energy. It was going to harvest more souls because that's almost in a sense what X did. That's why I said I wanted to speak more about the spiritual side that X had to his fans and the connection he had to his fans, because it was one of the strongest connection I've ever seen from an artist to his fan base. Because still to this day, they're still commenting under his page. By the seconds, by the minutes, I miss you, X, this and that, every single day. Every single day, y'all. He had like one of those cult-based fan connections, kind of like how Michael Jackson had connections to his fans, how people would just fall out when they saw him. And I told people what that was. I told people that is when a spirit grabs a hold to your heart and causes you to pass out. You don't pass out just over excitement over another human being. That doesn't happen. That only happens when the artist has channeled demons and he uses demons to help him become more famous and more, you know, you're just like more spiritually connected to your crowd, to your people, because you harvest and harness so much of that energy. That's what it is. It's spirits that cause you to pass out and be in love with these people and idol worship. That is what X had on his fans. That's why it was such like a cult base. Because he channeled demons and he had this spirit world helping him. He channeled very powerful demons. To have a connection like that to people spiritually and your fans, that is the channeling of very high demons. That was the only way. And that's why his death was the way that it was. That's why it grabbed so many people's heart. That's why they did it the way that they did. Because X is probably really dead. It's so many ways that you could kind of like believe what happened to him, because you didn't see blood, you didn't see this. So it's kind of confusing on the death. But that's probably exactly what they wanted. That's why they did the ritual that way. You don't see blood, you don't see this, you don't see that. But he's dead. You see what I'm saying? That's why I said the blood not being on the scene is actually a ritual itself. It's a ritual in itself for the blood to not be there. But the character is actually dead. And then if you think about June 18, 2018, all that spells is 666-1818. Trippie Redd's birthday was June 18, 2018, the same day that he died. X's biggest song on Apple Music is with Trippie Redd. Also that same day, y'all may not know the artist's name, but I'm going to put his face right here and maybe even include the article. Jimmy Wapo, who was signed to X, who was signed to Wiz Khalifa, he died the same way X died on the same day. X died early in the day. Then next thing you know, they announced that Jimmy Wapo died as well. Jimmy Wapo died sitting in a car. Someone rolled up on the street that he was sitting on, shot in the car, and killed him. He had just signed to Wiz Khalifa, Taylor Gang. X died that day the same way, in his car, shot, supposedly. Two artists die on the same day with the numerology of 666, and it was also Trippie Redd's birthday. So with that being said, I'm going to leave this video where it's at. I really hope y'all enjoyed this video. You know, like I said, I kind of just wanted to give y'all the main points that I wanted to break down about his death and the spiritual connection that he had to his fans. I could always talk about it more, but I just didn't want to drag it on because, you know, like I said, I've made these videos in the past and I know a good bit of y'all have seen it, but I know some of y'all haven't as well. But anyways, man, I hope y'all enjoyed that video. Hope y'all having a really good weekend. It's Black Balloon, and I'ma see y'all soon.